More than 300,000 people are still without power in Louisiana as of this morning after Hurricane Zeta ripped across the Gulf Coast on Wednesday and left 6 people dead. Emergency crews are busy today trying to assess the damage and restore power. The storm has weakened, but it's also dumped heavy rain as far away as New Jersey. Joining us on Skype is Times-Picayune reporter Bryn Stoll. Bryn, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Sure. And in the Barrier Island community of Grand Isle, the levee system broke in 3 places in this storm. Governor John Bel Edwards called the damage catastrophic. What does the damage look like from where you are?
So here in New Orleans, we've got a lot of tree limbs down all over the place, some basic damage to structures, a couple of buildings collapsed, nothing too terrible. Some siding was ripped off of my house, and I have a little bit of a leak in my roof. But the biggest thing is that there's massive power outages. Grand Isle got hit particularly hard because this is about, I think, the 5th hurricane to hit Louisiana this hurricane season. And they had some massive erosion to those levees in earlier storms. And so this one was just sort of the cherry on top for them.
Yeah. And as you say, 300,000 people still without power in Louisiana. The storm hit Wednesday, so it's been a while now. You know, what are the barriers to getting those lights back on?
Well, the blackouts stretch from here in Louisiana all the way into Georgia. So it is, I mean, it's a massive project to try to get those back up. Several main transmission lines were knocked down, you know, trees tearing down power lines or the power poles themselves just getting snapped. So there's, I think, about almost 5,000 linemen from all over the country who are here in Louisiana working to get power back up. But it's a pretty complicated process, and it's pretty expensive, and it's difficult work. So you got to clear those trees out, you have to reestablish the transmission lines, and then you have to try to repair the distribution network. And so there's still about half the people in the New Orleans metro area still don't have power.
Well, and we see that it could take up to 10 days for some people to get power back, which means they won't have power on election day, a big election coming up. What kind of damage has there been to election infrastructure, polling places, that sort of thing?
They are still assessing that. That was one of the big concerns is obviously within the 10 days will be election day. Before the storm hit, the state shared with the power companies a list of all the polling places in the area to try to prioritize restoring power to those places alongside other critical infrastructure like hospitals, water infrastructure, fire stations, that kind of thing. Whether that happens, I think the power companies are pretty optimistic that they can pull that off. But if they can't, there's a bunch of contingencies being kicked around, including using the NBA arena where the Pelicans play here in New Orleans as a super precinct to move election day voting, getting generators out to all the precincts all over the city to try to make it work. Obviously, it gets a little complicated because you have to communicate those changes to people. And so that's one of the things that people are worried about. If power is not restored in time, whether there might be mass confusion on election day about where people are supposed to be casting ballots.
Well, not only that, all of this is happening in the middle of a pandemic. As you said, this has been a long hurricane season for Louisiana. People must be exhausted there, yourself included. Times-Picayune reporter Bryn Stoll, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for your interest. I appreciate it.